And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Morning, Jo.
And nutritionist and chef Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Zoe, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Good morning. Hope you're well.
Well, look, we find ourselves in a situation that I think it's fair to say none of us on the planet have been in before as we navigate the global coronavirus pandemic. And I think it's important to acknowledge that it is a very challenging time, isn't it?
Yes. Look, what are your thoughts, Zoe?
Look, it's definitely something new, but I am so surprised at this level of camaraderie that I didn't necessarily think we'd kind of come out of this. I've got my neighbours, I've got friends from overseas calling in, and it's not just a phone call. What I'm getting is FaceTime. I'm getting an offer of, can I look after your children? If the schools close down, let's do a day where we all share the, you know, share the responsibility. So thank you to all those people who are doing it.
And can I just back up as well our great discussion with our expert from last week who kept calling and it still hasn't really appeared for a consistent song sheet, Jo. Something that every single health practitioner particularly can refer to giving consistent messages, because even this week we've seen a string, particularly in New South Wales, a string of inconsistent messaging.
Yes.
Right across the board.
And I think that's one of the reasons why people are feeling uncertain and feeling anxious, because we're not sure which leader to listen to, which health expert to listen to. It makes us feel uneasy. We, as humans, we need certainty in our lives. And, of course, that's going to make us a little fearful at times. But I think you're right, Zoe, we're not going through this alone. There are people out there who are around to help us. We have to trust in our hospitals. We have the best in the world. Amazing health workers who are at the front line, and we say thank you to them.
Oh,
there are some very clear and useful sources of information around, and here at the House of Wellness we seek to bring you as much information as possible in the time that we have. And so this morning we're being joined by Vic Health CEO Dr. Sandro De Mayo, and he's going to bring us a comprehensive coronavirus info session. So we're going to ask as many questions as we can in the time that we have so that we can bring that info to you. But it is a time when I think self-care is really important as well, because whether you're self-isolating or maybe just getting out to work here and there, whatever you're doing, I think self-care allows you to feel more in control and more like yourself. Zoe, what does self-care look like for you?
So what's quite interesting is I've found that I am just a lot more vigilant on personal hygiene. Please don't take that the wrong way. But it really is trying to get Emily to understand, Emily's friends to understand, that when you walk into the house, you wash your hands. If you blow your nose, you put the tissue in the bin and you wash your hands again. These are common sense approaches that really, if we were to go back 20 years, this is kind of what we had as a bit of an armour to keep us healthy. And we've sort of lost that ability to think practically and use common sense. So I'm really hoping that, or one of Emily's teachers said that she thinks that we are all going to be healthier moving forward, particularly when it comes to little ones, because we're instilling this very basic messaging to them.
GQ, what do you see self-care in your home could be?
It's look, all of what Zoe said, we're seeing this, aren't we? But I think, again, what we need to understand is that each of us has a responsibility to ourselves and to those around us and to the community in general. And we hear these loose messages, wash your hands, do whatever, but that's serious stuff.
It's really, really important. We're going to be talking also about how you can look after your mental health at this time and what sorts of supplements, what kind of immunity boosters we want to be turning to at this time. Hydration is something we don't want to overlook as well, because, I mean, how dry are our hands at the moment because we're washing them so consistently. So aside from all of that, there are hydrating products that can be useful to us. So we'll be talking to CEO and founder of Antipodes, Elizabeth Barbalich, about Antipodes hydration products. products. Collagen is another supplement we might like to consider at this time. So we'll be talking to Julie Seymour about Nature's Whey collagen and its natural benefits. Of course, A to Z of Vitamins returns, as it always does. We'll be looking at ethical nutrients, magnesium. I know you love magnesium, GQ.
Mm. Well, one of the issues, Joe, is that if you have poor quality sleep, that actually can make you more susceptible to picking up a virus.
Yes, absolutely. Sleep is so important at this time. And, of course, our lines are open to you, 131 873. It's a time to connect, to reach out and to seek advice. And at this time when self-care is absolutely crucial, whether it is sleep or nutrition or exercise or mental health or supplements, whatever it might be, if you have a question relating to your self-care, Gerald and Zoe are here. Give us a call, 131 873. Or call us if perhaps you are self-isolating. How are you getting through it? What are you doing to reach out to connect to your community? Please call 131 873. Next up, Dr. Sandro De Mayo, CEO of Vic Health, in our comprehensive coronavirus info session. That's here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Most anti-aging products only give temporary benefits. Try Nature's Whey Beauty Collagen Mature Skin Tablets and Rosehip Tablets at Chemist Warehouse. They help boost collagen production from within for a radiant complexion. From Australia's number one collagen brand and award-winning products, try Nature's Whey Beauty Range from $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Warehouse, ethical nutrients, Immusorb Immune Defense, 60 tablets, just $25.47. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where we're all about providing useful and clear information for your health. And specifically today, we're talking the developing coronavirus situation. So we're really grateful that Vic Health CEO, Dr. Sandro De Mayo, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Sandro.
Good morning.
Sandro, as of yesterday, Australia had over 1,000 cases of COVID-19, and only 1 week ago, we had 197 cases. Mm. And sadly, we've had 7 deaths. So hearing those numbers, in real terms, what does that tell us about, you know, Australia, where we're at the moment with the spread of the virus?
Yeah, so that's right. The numbers did increase again in the last 24 hours, and we're seeing those numbers increase day on day. Early on, those numbers were largely those infected returning from overseas, although we are starting now to see some infections that are coming from basically people catching it from someone else here in Australia. And I think what it shows is that while some people are doing very well to take heed of the warnings from and the recommendations from the chief medical officer and the chief health officers around the state, many are not, and are not doing enough to take this seriously and also to put their health and the health of those around them first.
Okay, so we're going to get to those warnings and exactly what measures we should be stepping into in just a moment. But because we've got so many questions and a lot of them have been asked before, but just for the clarity and for those who may be uncertain, I want to get through some quick questions around the virus first. So we know what the symptoms are: fever, cough, shortness of breath, body aches, sore throat, runny nose, headache, right? So if we have those symptoms and we feel very unwell, what do we do? Do we go to the GP? What is the best course of action?
Sure. So all of this is available, first of all, on two very important websites that everyone should be going to. The first is the national website on COVID, and that's from the Department of Health. And the other is then the equivalent in your state, because each state and territory does have slightly different rates of the disease and also the disease affecting populations slightly differently. So it is important to make sure you're going to the chief health officer and the chief medical officers at the federal and state levels, and the departments of health, the information from government in each state and territory. I mean, basically, what we are seeing is those are the common signs and symptoms of the disease. And if people are feeling unwell, first of all, it's important to to quarantine, to not leave the house, not come in contact with any other person, and to call the hotline for more information, to call ahead to their GPs if they're going to go and visit their GP. But the most important thing is as soon as you become unwell, that you go, you put yourself into quarantine. That is, you don't visit or talk or touch anyone else in the same room. Of course, you can still make phone calls and those sorts of things. And that you are limiting interaction and notifying authorities.
So very quickly, we're hearing that we can be asymptomatic. And
That's right.
So what do we do to offset that?
Well, so what that means basically is that for at least a week before we start to feel any symptoms, sometimes even 2 weeks, we may have come in contact with the virus. The virus may be in our bodies, but we don't feel anything yet. We don't feel a sore throat or a cough or a fever or shortness of breath. And that period between coming in contact and the virus starting to replicate in our bodies and feeling unwell could be up to 2 weeks. And this is a problem because it means that people will continue to go about their daily lives, interact with other people, cough or touch surfaces, lift buttons or tables or be in public domains before they start to feel unwell. And by that time, all people, we hope, would be then going into quarantine and notifying the authorities. Now, that period is critical, and that period is quite a bit longer than, for example, the flu or even some other very, very severe infectious diseases that have affected the global community over the last few years. And this is concerning because it means that basically in that two-week period you can then infect a number of other people, a large number of other people, and it also means that the number of cases are probably much lower, that we know about are much lower because people haven't started to feel the symptoms.
Right, so this is why we're self-isolating, yes?
This is why we're practicing social distancing.
Right.
So social distancing is basically maintaining a distance from other people so that we're not able to spread the virus, even if we feel well. As I said, you may feel well but actually have contracted the virus. You may be in the period before you start to feel the symptoms. So for everyone, regardless of their age, regardless of how they feel, regardless of whether they're healthy prior to COVID-19 or not, we would be recommending, we're really encouraging everyone to practice social distancing, that is maintaining more than a metre and a half, really think from other people regardless of where they are, making sure that we're sticking to government recommendations around or requirements around not having more than 100 people indoors, 500 people outside. But it's really common sense. It's, you know, limiting the interaction we're having with other people. So it means if you are going to go for a walk, don't go with someone else. Don't be standing close to someone else. Don't be interacting with other people. Don't go to shops unless you absolutely need to. And if you do go, then go and do a shop for maybe yourselves and your neighbours or whomever else at the same time.
Right.
And do a shop for a few days. Obviously not going overboard, but limiting the amount of time you're spending outside and interacting with others and maintaining distance when you do interact with others. And finally, washing your hands regularly and particularly after you return home from outside and not touching your face while you are outside. So all of these things will basically mean that even if you are well, if you interact with someone who's not, whether they know about it or not, and whether you know about it or not, you're going to limit the risk of that the virus being passed on.
So, Sandra, it feels like there are the population is divided. There are those that are staying at home, and then there are those that think, oh, you know, I can still interact with my friends. What if I was to have, you know, 4 or 5 people over to my house? Is that safe? Or do we completely isolate ourselves from our social groups?
Look, I certainly wouldn't be having 4 or 5 friends over to my house. I'm working from home. I'm going out only when I absolutely need to. I'm young. I'm healthy. I'm a doctor. But the less people that are out interacting, the better. We need to maintain, there's no need to panic and there's no need to close essential functions and those sorts of things. But, I think having people over for dinner is not necessary. We can do that in a month or 2 months or 3 months when this passes. But what we can't do in 2 or 3 months is limit the risk and limit the spread of this infection.
So when we're seeing people getting off a boat in Sydney and entering our communities versus what you're telling us now, when we know that our schools are still open, what's your response to that? Is our government doing enough?
Look, I mean, there is no guidebook on this and there is no magic bullet. You know, I've previously worked for the World Health Organization. It is different in every country around the world. It is different based on how large the country is, the population, age, etc. And it's a constant balance. It's a constant balance between not wanting to overstep and panic the population, leading to things like what we've seen in supermarkets, but obviously also providing really strong recommendations. What has been told to people entering the country, regardless of where they're coming from, is to self-isolate for 14 days. That's now being checked by police and enforced very heavily. You know, if you are feeling unwell, you need to make sure that you are isolating yourself, that you're staying inside your own home, that you're quarantined in your own home. In some states, that's in a hospital, but in most states, that's in your own home unless you require a hospital. I think we can all be doing much, much more, particularly I worry about my peers, younger people, still out catching up for drinks, going for walks, doing things. They can be doing much more to take this seriously and stay home unless they need to, limit the interaction with other people and time in public spaces and shops and places like that, and, you know, washing their hands thoroughly many times a day. All of these things will have an enormous impact on how quickly the virus spreads through the population, which will in turn have an enormous impact on how many people become unwell in the very early days, and that in turn will have a very big impact on how our health system is able to cope with what we expect will be an enormous demand over the next few weeks.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Sandro De Maio, CEO of Vic Health. I think the message is very clear that it's up to us to be responsible. The situation changes sometimes day to day, hour to hour, but that is our responsibility to remain as vigilant as possible. Do give us a call, 131 873. If you have any questions or what is your experience currently of self-isolation, we would love to hear from you. Remember, you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au for more information as well. We'll be back with your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Support muscle health with new ethical nutrients, Mega Magnesium Muscle Plus from Chemist Warehouse. The unique triple action formula combines magnesium, HMB and vitamin D to enhance healthy muscle mass and support muscle strength. Plus, it's absorbed fast to help to relieve muscle cramps and spasms. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, consult your health professional. At Chemist Warehouse, ethical nutrients, Mega Magnesium Muscle Plus is just $32.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Chemist Warehouse, ethical nutrients, Immusorb Immune Defense, 60 tablets, just $25.47. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Now, we're speaking a lot about coronavirus and the fact that we are, I think, more and more isolated in our homes. There's a lot of fear and anxiety and uncertainty around that. So let's talk about, very quickly, self-care and connecting with our community. Those random acts of kindness, those moments where we feel like we've been connected with and feel a lot better. We'd love to hear from you, 131 873. Give us a call if you've witnessed any random acts of kindness, if you've experienced it yourself. How is your community supporting each other? What have you done to connect and spread kindness? Zoe, it's so important at this time.
Look, I think all we have is each other to support. And I was absolutely thrilled. One of my neighbours, who I love dearly, has got three kids and was put into social isolation. There was four of us in that street that sent her messages and actually said, we're here for you. What do you need us to do? And we also put flowers all over her fence, just so when she looked out, she
Lovely.
Didn't feel that she was that scared. Because it is isolating and it can be scary.
It can. It doesn't take much. I did a little letter drop around a big sort of our big block. There's about four streets there saying, I'm starting a WhatsApp group, message me if you want to be a part of it. I've got 50 households in that group now, and we're sharing chili sauce that we're making in our backyards and passata, and we've got websites and, you know, great memes, and we're just keeping the vibe alive, I guess. Mm. It's really important. And there's some members of that group that are living on their own, and they wouldn't have had that.
Great.
So we'd love to hear from you. 131-873. What are you doing to connect to your community and spread the kindness? But first, let's talk about a crucial protein in your body. It's collagen. During our mid-20s, the body's natural collagen production begins to slow down, which is when we notice the first visible signs of aging. And whilst you can use anti-aging products on top of your skin, it's also very important to make sure you're topping up your collagen levels from within. Joining us now is naturopath and trainer for Nature's Way Collagen. Good morning, Julie Seymour.
Good morning, guys.
Julie, how does collagen benefit our body?
Yeah, well, it really is the most abundant protein in our body. And I think of it a bit like a mattress spring or a mattress coil where it has that tensile strength. It can stretch really far and it gives elasticity, structure and strength and function. So it holds things together. So we can imagine in our skin, our hair and nails, length and strength of hair and nails, but also it's in our internal organs, muscles, bones, connective tissue and eyes. So it's pretty much everywhere, but it does give that strength and movement, really.
Julie, obviously we know that we need to get collagen from the food and the supplements, but I'm 42 now. At what age do we see collagen reducing in our body?
Yeah, it really does. So from age 25 plus, we lose about 1% to 2% a year of our natural body's collagen production. So in around our 40s, we've lost around 25%. And by 60, we've lost about half of it. So it really is important to... Yeah, no, it's just going. Yes, it really is important for us to get that back in our body and make sure that we replenish our collagen reserves.
Julie, years ago, we'd never heard of collagen. Why is it such a trendy supplement now?
Morning, Gerald. Yeah, well, it really is. And we think back in the day when we would be made a bone broth when we were unwell, they'd call it longevity soup. So a broth had collagen in it, but it has gelatin and fat. So if we had pots and pots of broth, it still wouldn't be enough to replace our collagen. But that was great for our immunity and what have you. But we're really, we research now, we have clinical trials, so we understand that collagen, we just simply can't get enough from our foods, particularly for those needs where, like our joint health, joint mobility and our skin. So therefore, we supplement.
Well, collagen, it really is one of the most powerful proteins in our body. Thank you so much, Julie Seymour from Nature's Way. Collagen is a great way to support our self-care, I'm going to say, as is, of course, reaching out at this time of COVID-19. It's like nothing we've seen before in our communities, and I think we're anxious and we're lonely. We yes. don't know how to go about keeping ourselves safe and the people around us as well. So the community spirit that is out there that I know that we all have here in Australia, it's very strong. It's going to be the thing that gets us through. So give us a call, 131-873, with how are you reaching out to your community? What's the random act of kindness perhaps that you've experienced or heard of at this time? Helen, you are in, I don't know, but you are in self-isolation. Hello, Helen.
Hi, I'm day 4 of 14 days. We arrived back from Bali Wednesday night and my husband, my daughter and I are all in self-isolation in our home. I tried to order groceries so we could have food when we got home because, you know, going away, we didn't stock up before we went away. And I put a call out on Facebook and a friend of mine invited me to join a local community produce group.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yesterday, I got fruit and vegetables delivered from a place in Alinda in Melbourne. And I rung them and paid for it over the phone. And I've got a note on the front door and the driver delivered it. So we've got pumpkin potatoes, tomatoes, bananas and apples. So, yeah, we're doing what we can. I'm working from home next week and the week after until I go back to work.
Well done.
When we're in Bali, Gerald, if I can just say, they are more vigilant over there than what they are here.
We're hearing that a lot.
We're getting mixed messages, Helen. It was going to be a question asked you. When you came back from Bali, what checks were made as you got off the plane and came through? Any?
We filled out a questionnaire online.
Yes.
It was a computer-generated question. Were you in any of those countries? Have you been there in the past 2 weeks? Mm. And that was it. Okay. Now, before we went through customs in Bali, every single person that was going through customs was temperature checked.
Yeah, they were.
When we arrived, we were checked. Mm. We were scanned. Oh. The head scanner when we arrived. Even in McDonald's, Gerald, they had hand sanitizers in there.
Yeah.
for the customers to use.
Sure.
I'm horrified at how we're coping with it here because we're not doing enough to stop it.
No, and I'm hearing that a lot also, Helen, and I suppose that then means that it falls back to the individual for us
Definitely.
To know that we are responsible for containing this and for the benefit of the vulnerable people in our community and all of our loved ones and people that we don't know. Let's just stay home, I suppose, is the answer there.
Yeah, I think you're so right.
It's alarming, I know, Helen, but good luck, and I'm glad that you're getting fresh fruit and vegetables. It's so important. In a moment, more of your calls answered, including a question about, we're hearing about a wonderful neighbour who has checked in on Shirley. We're going to be hearing that in a moment on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Ethical nutrients, Immusorb Immune Defence, 60 tablets, just $25.47. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where health and wellness is our passion. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. And we invite you to give us a call, 131 873. If you have a question with regard to supporting your health at this time during COVID-19, Gerald and Zoe are here to answer your questions. Perhaps you're in self-isolation. Perhaps you have experienced some lovely community support. Shirley, good morning. What have you been experiencing?
I've had an eye infection. My next-door neighbour, Debbie, texted me the other day and said, Shirley, just let me know if I can get anything for you while you're out. And I just thought that was just beautiful. Yeah, so I just wanted to throw a hands up for Debbie for making contact.
Yeah, hands up to Debbie. And the difference that made to you, Shirley, I'm sure was profound.
Oh, it was lovely because I'm not self-isolated. Well, I'm in the house because I've got an eye infection. I can't really see properly. It's quite blurry. And she said, I can pick you up anything you want. She's just been beautiful.
Well done.
Yeah.
It doesn't
take
much. So make sure you're looking out for those in your neighbourhood. Thank you so much, Shirley. Keep your calls coming, 131 873. But now we're going to talk about a range of products to help keep your skin feeling hydrated. Antibodies is scientifically plant-powered and validated organic beauty products which bring pollution-free New Zealand nature to the world. Joining us on the line now is Antibodies founder and CEO Elizabeth Barbalich to discuss New Zealand plants and in particular how they contribute to the Antibodies range. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning to you.
Elizabeth, how can plants help our skin?
Well, I think the plants are as close to nature, Mother Nature, as you can possibly get. So it's always good to look for the cleanest, healthiest ingredients for your skin because everything you put onto your skin is ingested into your bloodstream.
Well done. Well done. Elizabeth, what vitamins can we get from plants for skin health? What tell us.
Oh, different, lots of different vitamins. I think the key one, and this is in one of our best seller in actual fact, our kiwi seed oil eye cream is rich in vitamin C. So the oil from the seeds of the kiwi fruit is high in vitamin C. And vitamin C is a natural antioxidant, helps with collagen boosting, also brightens the skin. So there's a range of different vitamins and nutrients you can get from plants. So that's really the key benefit to using 100% natural products.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, I always love the saying, we are what we eat, because obviously diet is everything, but products that contain beautiful ingredients. What advice would you give to someone who's trying to incorporate more plants into their beauty regime?
Well, I 100% agree with you. You definitely are what you eat. And the older you get...
the more obvious.
Yes. So I'm a vegan myself, and I moved to being a vegan a couple of years ago because my youngest daughter, who's 19, said, Mum, you've got to get with the program. This is good for your skin, good for your body, good for your health, your brain, everything. So I've noticed a substantial shift in how my skin looks. And more to the point, how I feel. So I just feel a lot healthier on a plant-based diet. It's not for everyone, but for me it's been transformative.
And tell us, what is your top hydration product, Elizabeth?
Well, we've just launched our new Baptize H2O Ultra Hydrating Water Gel, which is a moisturiser, and it's absolutely gone nuts. It's a natural version of water gel products that's been... a number of water gel products have been on the market for years. We've produced a natural version, which is certified vegetarian, and it's shown to clinically increase the skin hydration by 52% 24 hours after you apply it. So it feels good on the skin, instantly hydrates, moisturises, great for all skin types, great for all ages. So I think it'll be in our top six in a short period of time.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth Barblich from Antipodes. I think it is a time at which we are very dry, like our skin is dry. We're constantly washing our hands. Sure. Yep. So thank you so much. Hydration is really important. And I tell you what, Zoe, if there's one thing I know when I'm feeling a bit flat, as some of us might be feeling at the moment, what about a good skincare routine? It just lifts your spirits, don't you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I love my regime and I really find that obviously I eat well, but I do put really good skincare on my skin and I notice the difference.
Well, from skincare to caring for our mind, body, even sleep, that's next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Most anti-aging products only give temporary benefits. Try Nature's Way Beauty Collagen Mature Skin Tablets and Rosehip Tablets at Chemist Warehouse. They help boost collagen production from within for a radiant complexion. From Australia's number one collagen brand and award-winning products, Try Nature's Way Beauty Range from $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Ethical nutrients, Immusorb Immune Defense, 60 tablets, just $25.47. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your 1 hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. We do love hearing from you on 131 873, so do give us a call if you have a question with regard to your self-care, boosting your immunity at this time, or let us know how you're reaching out to your community and helping each other through this COVID-19 experience. Joan in Sussex Inlet, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's been going on for you?
Oh, well, I love your show, first of all.
Thank you.
It's great. I listen to it every week. And the other thing is my niece lives in Sydney, which is quite a drive from us, but she's a young girl and works for herself. And Emily is only 21 now. Sorry. And she did offer to come down and bring veggies or groceries down for us. And I thought that was such a nice thought.
Yeah, I think it's cross-generational, this, isn't it? We have to make sure that we're checking in on all generations.
Just blown away that she actually thought of it. My husband's not well, and so she was worried that if we were going out, we might be sort of picking up something and bringing it back for him, more or less. So,
nice, Joan.
So it was sweet. Yeah.
Well done, Joan.
Thank you so much, Joan. Mary in Fairfield, you have a question.
Yes, good morning. My question is for Gerald. It's in regard to self-care. Not much has been talked about if while you're in self-isolation.
Sure.
What do you recommend, like if you start to get a temperature, a sore throat or body aches, like is paracetamol the way to go, or do you recommend any other treatment?
There are flowcharts around, Mary, which guide us into the best option. So let's say that you haven't been overseas, you haven't come into contact with anybody, then it's a fair chance you have picked up some other sort of viral infection. However, with the following guidelines, if symptoms get worse, you have to go and seek some help. So the first thing to do is to call your GP. But in the meantime, if you're at home, hydrate. There are herbal antivirals, and I'm not saying it's going to cure things, but it's helping your immune function. So little's been said about that, which is a shame. Paracetamol can help lower a temperature, but remember, the temperature is antiviral. Temperature kills infection. But I think the most important thing in all of this, though, Mary, is you stay positive. I have become very much an anti-Twitter fan. The social media is so maximising a panic, it is frightening. Calm is penalised. Panic is amplified. We need to get that back into perspective.
I would agree. Looking after your mental health is important. And so checking out as much as checking in.
Yes.
I think it's
very
really
important.
Crucial. But the other thing is, if you do find yourself struggling with breath, you do need to seek further help.
Yes.
You know, that is sort of at a crucial level where if you're struggling to breathe.
Or if you have any of those other things we've talked about, Mary. So asthma, COPD, hypertension, diabetes, those things need to be managed very carefully as well. And that's where your pharmacist plays a role.
Now, of course, we are talking about self-care. So what a great time to introduce A to Z of vitamins. It's here again. And today, Gerald, one of our favourites, we're talking magnesium.
And we talk about it so often, Jo, but stress and loneliness are the sorts of things we know will reduce your ability to cope with the virus. And sleep is fundamental. So magnesium for sleep, anti-tension. If you mix magnesium with a herbal anxiolytic, a herbal medication called passionflower, passiflora, a superb combination. Now, I found one recently in powder form, Joe, and it's your favourite flavour. It's called mango passion.
Oh, well, you know I love passion.
I know that. That's why. But if we're talking about here, getting get back on the job, Joe.
I'm self-isolating with my husband. It's fun. Anyway.
So we're taking tension away. We're encouraging our brain to settle down with all the traffic that's out there.
Mm.
We want to get a decent night's sleep. And if we do wake to go to the bathroom, to go back to sleep in a fairly relaxed way. Mm. So here is a way, and most of us are magnesium deficient. We have very poor levels. Here's a way of regularly ensuring you get a decent night's sleep.
And the other thing is, because we're self-isolating, we might not be getting enough vitamin D.
It's all of that. So you take D in a supplement and you eat all those D-containing foods, Zoe, like eggs and all those things.
Which... It's brilliant. I mean, there really is a good way to eat our way into good health. And we've got more time at home, so cooking can be a great option. We've got some beautiful recipes on the House of Wellness site. We've got a golden milk there, and I've also posted something on Instagram, which is just boosted with ginger, turmeric, all the good stuff that's helped you to support your immune system. These are the kind of foods that can be made in bulk and sipped over the day, which do help to support immune function as well as a healthy diet and lifestyle.
Absolutely. A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Ethical Nutrients Magnesium. We've got time for another call. Good morning, Tina in Forest Lodge.
Good morning. How are you, ladies and gentlemen?
We're doing well this morning, Tina. What's going on in your world?
So I created, I think about 8 months ago, I created a chat group for our street because we've got a lot of elderly neighbours in our street. And what I'm doing is I'm actually doing shopping and, you know, if there's specials, like, example, when I travel around in my travels to pharmacies and supermarkets, I take snapshots. You know, do you want it? Would you like me to pick it up for you? And bang, they go, yep, I'll have da, da, da. And it's fantastic. And the neighbours are really loving it. And, you know, it's sort of, if there's any problems in our street, you know, we put that in our chat. So we're all basically just helping one another. And, you know, if we do this, you know, we will fight this. We have to be positive about it.
Sure.
And, you know, keep our, you know, just being strong and we will get through it.
Oh, I love hearing that, Tina. And I think too, for me, seeing our WhatsApp group and how we're sharing beautiful websites that have virtual concerts or virtual gallery tours or whatever we're sharing amongst us, it reminds me that we're all really positive and that we're all kind and compassionate because we see so many negative images. And I just think that's a minority. Most of us are compassionate and beautiful and kind.
Definitely.
Wouldn't you agree, Zoe?
Definitely, definitely. And I also love how people are inspiring each other by getting active in different kinds of ways. Someone posted something to me that they've been pumping, rocking music and just dancing around with their kids. And it's so joyful and so simple.
Yes, keep your body moving even though you're at home. Thank you, Zoe and Gerald, for this awesome hour that we've shared. Thank you for joining us. We wish you a very safe and well weekend. If you're looking for some great viewing today, make sure you check out the House of Wellness on Channel 7 today at midday. And of course, for more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all next week.